listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. If you're just tuning in to the station for the first time, maybe in a couple days, maybe the first time ever, hey, it is our Fun Drive week. It is day two of our Fun Drive here at CJSF, and this is our annual on-air fundraising campaign. So this is kind of our once a year effort that we do to raise money for the station. And this just helps to go cover all of our operating costs. We do have some paid staff members here at the station. We have things like web hosting. We have equipment that we constantly have to upgrade and maintain. And we need your help. We need your support to help this station keep on going. And radio is a big part of my life, and maybe it's a big part of your life too, especially campus and community radio. I kind of cut my teeth in campus radio all the way back 20 years ago in 2004 in Nanaimo, BC, at our sibling station, CHLY in Nanaimo, and I did a goth and industrial show there for 4.5 years. And, well, that's kind of a little giveaway there to what we're doing on today's show. It's not only is it the Fun Drive show, it is also a goth beat episode of Oh No Radio. And if you are a listener of Oh No Radio, you know that means that I, Joey Chaosing, would be spinning some spooky jams for you. I may be 40, but I'm a goth kid at heart, and I got some really fun music for you today. And to all you new listeners, that's something I love doing here. At the station is just sharing all this music that I'm listening to and experiencing in the community. I'm a musician, I'm a photographer, I'm a videographer, I help out in music festivals, and something I really like to do is just kind of explore all of this music that the city and an area has to offer, and bring it here to Oh No Radio and share with everybody. And it's unique voices, I guess, like mine. It's weird talking about myself in this way, but unique voices like mine in this program that really make up the amazing mosaic of all the programming we have here at CJSF. And if you want to know how you can donate to CJSF, it's really quite easy. Just head on over to cjsf.ca and you will see right at the top of the website is a section for donating. You just scroll down a little bit and it's, you know, a news article talking about our fund drive. You can also go to cjsf.ca/donate. And we're looking for donations of any value. I mean, you can be a monthly supporter, which is phenomenal. You can give us $1,000 right now and get us like 10% of the way to our goal all in one go. Or if you only got a couple bucks that you can lend us, but you like the station, you can do that too. Any little bit helps. And we really appreciate any financial support that you can help us with. Because it's essential for the continued growth of CJSF. So some of the benefits, I think, of community and campus radio, for me anyways, is that, yeah, it's a place where you're going to hear voices that you don't get to hear many other places. It's going to be community members bringing their own special expertise to the airwaves and sharing music with you, sharing programming, sharing dialogue, voice, discussions that you just won't hear on other platforms. And as, you know, bigger media platforms are kind of eroding our places where we can have discussions and air alternative viewpoints or listen to alternative music, like real alternative music. I think it's always important to have this thriving base for community, for arts, just for people to thrive and express themselves. So yeah, if you want to support the station, please, again, head on over to cjsf.ca/donate and give us a couple of bucks. Anything you can do would be phenomenal. So to kick things off on today's Goth Beat episode, I have a brand new track from Devourers for you. Devourers is a local hero. Devourers is a Galian homo synth pop artist. That's their description of themselves. And they write phenomenal, intricate, mesmerizing synth pop. And they just released a 7-minute epic track. Is called Sword Swallower, Zendaya's Fortress, and yeah, it's one of the best tracks I've listened to this year. I just saw them perform this track live at the Cobalt the other day, and yeah, I'm just so excited to be able to play artists like Devourers here on the radio. You wouldn't hear Devourers anywhere else, and that's a real shame because Devourers is a true gem in this city's music scene. And anyways, I've been talking for a while. I really want to get to this track. So again, we're doing our fun drive this week. Please donate to cjsf.ca/donate. Our theme this year is radio's best friend, and we really hope that you, our listeners, can be radio's best friend and donate to CJSF. So please head on over to cjsf.ca/donate. Make a donation. If you're listening to this program, make a little mention in it so we know which show you are listening to. Kudos is always nice. But yeah, let's get into some brand new Devourers. We'll be right back.
note. Rita McMahon started New York City's only wild bird rehab center in her apartment in 2005. But after years of hard work, she needed a better location.
In 2012, we opened our storefront in a lovely landmark building, and I got to move out the 60 birds that were in my apartment on my husband's birthday. It was a nice present.
The Wild Bird Fund has grown to see more than 7,000 birds each year. They see lots of pigeons, a lot of birds for lead poisoning, but during migration season, there's one common culprit.
Right now, the great majority are from the window collisions. Like last weekend on Saturday, 26 in one day. That's a lot.
Most birds don't survive the impact with glass in the first place. If they do make it, many have concussions or broken bones. Only about a third of the birds brought to the Wild Bird Fund for window collisions survive.
So when it comes to us, we see our job as really what we're doing is hospice. Stop the suffering, make the end as comfortable as possible.
Saving birds from this unhappy end requires rethinking the way we design buildings. And New York City is on the cutting edge of that challenge. This past December, the New York City Council passed legislation that will require builders to use at least 90% bird-safe materials for the bottom 75 feet of a building. That's where the vast majority of collisions occur. Maybe in the future, Rita will see fewer birds at her rehab center. For Bird Note, I'm Ashley Ahern.
Hey folks, Joey KS here, and you are listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 of the FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. If you're just tuning in to today's show, we got a double whammy for you, because the first hit is that it is Fun Drive Week here at CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, and you can donate to us at cjsf.ca/donate, and please help contribute to keeping radio free and alive. And secondly, I'm doing a special goth beat episode of Oh No Radio, and I kind of breezed through it earlier in the show, but a goth beat episode is when I play my favorite goth and goth adjacent jams on the show. And the first hit that we had was a brand new track by Devours. The song was called Sword Swallower, Zendaya's Fortress, and it is a 7-minute epic track by Devours. They just released the single last week, and that's going to be on an upcoming album coming out in spring of next year. Now, something I like to do here on Oh No Radio here at CJSF Radio 90.1 on those FM dials of yours that you're tuning in on, is I like to play local music. So Devours is a local Vancouver artist, and Campus Radio really provides a platform for artists like Devours and everyone else that I play here on my show. And all the other music that you hear on the station here, as well as exciting conversations, discussions, and content you just don't hear on other stations. And your support is what really keeps us going. So we're looking to raise $10,000 in community donations. And together with your continued support, we can ensure a future that enshrines grassroots media, like the station you're listening to, as a vital component of community engagement and empowerment. And we got some tangential things that we're working towards as well. So your contributions to CJSF's fund drive are going to help us with a variety of things. One of them is to support the installation of a new broadcast tower on Burnaby Mountain and make some significant improvements to our signal. So we got some infrastructure stuff that we need to work on, and we want a wider area to broadcast to and a stronger signal so you can listen to us a little bit cleaner, because sometimes if you go around the side of the mountain, we might cut out a little bit. Anyways, your dollars are going to help us support that. We also want to develop a new listener-focused website with more programming and content available in an on-demand format. So you can go to cjsf.ca and listen to our programming, but we want to make that easier for you. But that's all time in. That's all us working at it to get this content out there. Another thing that we're working on is the development of a new app for iOS and Android as well. And these are just different ways for us to get our station out there. because we are also facing some significant hurdles outside of just the typical constraints of we're trying to run a small business here, essentially, a nonprofit business, mind you, but we still need to make some money to pay some bills, keep them lights on, and to help us keep them lights on at cjsf.ca/donate. But some of the hurdles that we're also facing is that campus radio is hidden on a lot of platforms. If you search for us on any of the, well, I don't want to name names, but any of the big social media platforms or the world's biggest search engine, you simply can't find us. We've kind of been delisted. So has Campus Radio across Canada and other news outlets. And so any way that we can actually get our message out there beyond radio waves is really important for the station's survival. And it's really important to, just have these avenues for us to provide, you know, our programming, our content to you, our listeners, who we, you know, we wouldn't be here without you, obviously. This is what radio is. It's about this two-way connection that we hopefully have. Anyways, it's Fun Drive Week. It's also a goth beat episode of Oh No Radio here on the station. And I want to play a track from one of my favorite local bands. They're called Ringfinger. They released this wonderful dark wave masterpiece last year called Within a Black Frame. And the song I want to play for you is called Upon Acres. We're in spooky season here. I'm a recovering post-teen goth, and I got to get this out of my system sometimes. So I just really like these spooky goth jams this time of year. It's just what is definitely needed on the airwaves. And yeah, without any further ado, we're going to be listening to Ringfinger with Upon Acres. And don't forget to donate to the station at cjsf.ca/donate. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Joey Cass here. You're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on the FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. That last track that we just listened to was Ring Fingers Upon Acres from their last release, In a Black Frame. They just released that album last year, but it's spooky season. It's Halloween this week, I'm doing a goth beat episode of Oh No Radio where I play my favorite local goth jams. And not only is it a goth beat episode here, but it also happens to be Fun Drive. That's right, we are looking to raise $10,000 of community support for the station here, and you can make a donation to cjsf.ca/donate. And when you support CJSF, you are supporting media democracy and helping to cultivate the diversity and experience of our broadcast community to reflect your local community. That's right, it's a two-way street here, and we are simply part of this interaction here. You are also supporting a vibrant community of engaged individuals to create the programming that you love and a set of shared values that animates our airwaves and our community. And one thing that I bring with my program in here is that I play 100% Canadian content on my show, and I also play almost exclusively local content. I am in music. I'm a really firm believer in supporting our local music scene. That's where my engagement in the community comes with. I'm a musician, I'm a photographer, I organize events in the city, and I really try to prioritize musicians that might not necessarily have a platform that other musicians have access to. I'm really into experimental music. I'm really into music from communities that don't always have access to things like the airwaves. And that is something I really, really believe in here, in radio. And that's one of the powers of radio, I think, is just to create and maintain a platform for underserved communities and musicians and bands and artists. And one of the ways in which you can support all of these musicians is by helping to maintain this platform of campus radio. And if you want to, we would really appreciate it if you could make a donation to CJSF. Head on over to cjsf.ca/donate, and please, please, please give us a couple of bucks to keep this station afloat. We're looking for $10,000 this year. Your support means everything to us, and we couldn't do it without you. I'm doing this goth beat episode today as well, playing some really spooky stuff here, some creepy, some fun stuff. That's all the kind of music I'm into. And one of the bands that I'm really into in Vancouver is called Rougarou. They are a six-piece trans-Métis-fronted rock band. They have elements of post-punk, of doom, of dark wave, of 70s glam. They are absolutely phenomenal. They're this huge shambling mess on stage with like the most powerful vocals from two singers that you've ever heard. And I really want to play this track by them. It's called Abyss. It's a single they just put out, and they're kind of going into hibernation right now, but for a good reason, because they're going to be working on an upcoming full-length album that should be coming out sometime next year. But until we get to there, I'm going to be playing the song Abyss for you. Partly because it's kind of a spooky track, it's dealing with some heavy issues and stuff, and you know, the heavy stuff comes out around Halloween. And also because sometimes, you know, radio is a little bit like screaming into the abyss, and hopefully the void screams back